Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
All right, Dobby, you were out yesterday.
Right.
So you weren't in here when I was called toxic, Matt. I was called perpetuating toxic masculinity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those are fighting words.
Like, yeah, they were like, Orlando, quit being toxic masculine.
What did you
say?
What were you doing?
It was Meredith's fault.
Of course.
Excuse me? What? Yeah.
We were in the room, and Meredith was talking about, you know, finally, since everything's opening back up, her and her girl's going to take a trip, and she was, like, trying to set it up or whatever.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay. And then she automatically said, hey, let me ask you something. When you guys are, like, in a room, like, you know, like you take a trip and y'all are like sharing a room or something, and it's just the homies, do you guys say goodnight? And I was like, what do you mean goodnight? And she's like, when you go to bed, like, do you say like goodnight, Davy? Goodnight, oh, like, you know. And I'm like, no. I'm like, we don't. And so I said, you got to ask me that on the air. She did, and a whole bunch of guys hit up. Was like, hell no. Like, you was right. Like, all right, bro.
Yep.
Like, and you go to bed. Yeah. You dab each other up. All right, peace out. You know, whatever. Like, and that's normal for us. And they said that was a toxic masculinity thing.
Because we didn't say night-night?
No.
Right, because we just acting like it's not okay to say night-night.
I get that with my girl. My girl gives me grief about that because I don't really say goodbye. If I'm on the phone with one of my boys, it's not like, all right, bye. It'll just be like, all right, bro.
Yeah,
all right, bro, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
All right, boom.
It's just like a later.
It's just, yeah.
There's no, it's like, just, true end to the conversation.
Usually, no. That's the end of it.
Anytime I call Dobby, Dobby's going to answer the phone and say, big dog. And I'm like, hey, dog, so here's what's going on. And then I was like, all right, bet. That's it.
Okay.
That's the goodbye.
You can't say goodnight to your friend if you're sharing a hotel room?
I don't think I would.
I don't think I would either.
How does that conversation end?
And I'm not trying to make it sound like it's bad to do so. I'm just saying it don't happen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It would be like, I'm going to bed.
All right, man.
We getting up early or we sleeping in?
All right, man. We figured out.
All right.
That's it. That's it right there. That's a perfect conversation.
Nothing more is needed.
What if someone keeps talking?
You're
talking to yourself. We said
different
all right.
Levels of all right.
Yeah. All right.
And that's when texters started saying that's toxic masculinity.
But it's not. It's like, I mean, there's just certain stuff that happens that is just more comfortable. And it's not like saying you're bad. I get that when you're trying to impede on people's who they are and say, no, you got to do it the man way.
You're being aggressive.
Like, I'm not telling you don't say goodnight to somebody else.
Mansplaining.
I'm saying
what you're
that
about.
I'm in the room. I'm not saying goodnight to another man.
Right.
But you're in the same hotel room. You're in the same room. You could be in the same bed.
That means we know each other, right? If we're both in the same room, that means we know each other.
Uh-huh.
That means that we both know we're not saying goodnight.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
right.
We both know what I mean. That's how you got in my room. You my dog, because you know.
And they called you toxic for this?
Yeah, man.
And I told Meredith when we got off, I was like, well, I'm trying to figure out how I'm being, because there's a lot of things that have happened in my life, like me and Skent. Went to Mo Bay. We went to Montego Bay for Sumfest. And we in the resort. We getting ready to go downstairs. And, you know, Skan got different sun issues than I got. You know, so his issue was, yo, I need to make sure I put on some sunscreen. I don't want to be burnt for the rest of the trip. So I was like, all right, man, do you. Again,
all right.
So he's like, hey, can you put some suntan lotion on my back? And I was like, bruh. I was like, I'm not doing that. He's going to get burnt. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, we can go downstairs. You can find somebody to do that for you. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
He's like,
dude, we just got here. I don't know anybody downstairs. I'm going to be in the sun. Can you just do this for me? I'm like, listen, I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable doing that.
Are you serious?
And I was like, but I will, like, take the tube and squeeze it so it comes out on the end, and you just do with your back. You just move your back around.
And you get whatever you get.
And so I squeezed it out, and he did whatever he had to do. And I was like, all right, I'm done. And he's like, you're not going to rub it in? I'm like, man, why don't you go on the balcony? And he went out on the balcony to the wall.
Oh, damn.
And rubbed
like
it on
blue.
And did it like a bear thing. And so I told Meredith. Meredith was like, yeah, that's exactly what they talking about.
Yeah,
How is that toxic masculinity, though? I'm not saying don't put it on your man.
You're making it uncomfortable. Like, you're making it wrong to just put some lotion on your boy's back. And no one would ever know. You're just helping out your friend.
Right. And that's the thing. It wasn't about everybody knowing.
Yeah.
It was about me knowing in the room that I'm in the room rubbing them with some oil.
Just help. helping your friend out. That is your friend. It's just the two of you.
Davi.
I bet the next time he probably brought the spray bottle.
Probably did. One of your boys said,
you
yo,
know what?
Dude.
If my boy was going to burn, I think I'd hook him up with some sunscreen. I'd hook him up with some sunscreen. He's not going to get a whole back rub or anything like that, but I want to make sure that he has a good vacation.
And did he burn? Did he burn?
He did burn. He did burn. He did.
He have a weird squiggle on the
pizza. He has some weird decorations on the back.
Like,
your stretch marks look different.
Well, that's it. Like, why? Okay. Why can't you just rub some lotion on your boy's back? Why can't you just say goodnight? You're not doing anything. That's your friend.
I'm not saying all these things are just things that I've grown up just not really checking for it. Right. And maybe that's, if it is, that's why I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
If that's masculinity or toxic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm not promoting it, saying don't nobody put no lotion on their bands. I'm just saying that I didn't do it in that situation. Like, I'm getting roasted here. Like, they're like, yeah, this is exactly the example of toxic masculinity.
Yeah, pretty much.
My bad.
You're too much of a man to help out your friend.
So somebody said that they don't have an issue. It's not toxic, the not saying goodnight thing, but the lotion on your boy is definitely toxic.
Oh!
You were wrong.
All right, so the next situation, when I'm at the pool or I'm at the beach, if I know you.
Yeah, Davi.
If I know you, though, I'll tighten you up. Maybe. All right, so I'm getting all of these texts that are coming in saying it's not toxic masculinity, it's just immaturity.
Yeah, that's a little
tough. I'll tell you, I was immature. Like, I wasn't right. I mean, and plus, like, you hit Anthony. Anthony's grown up here in the sunshine.
In St. Pete, born and raised.
In St. Pete, at the beach. Yeah. So his answer was what?
He said, if you were born and raised around the water, you're used to the lotion on the back question. You do it, but you slap it on the back and make it quick. Just like a little... And
you make
it
quick. That's it. And that's why I have never done it before. So you know what? You know what my fear was? My fear was I was going to do it too well.
Oh.
My fear was that because you know how you do lotion on a baby, you rub it till it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking I'm up there in the room rubbing him. You know what I'm saying? And like doing it a little too damn well. And then it's like, he knows me, but it's like, yo, like, damn, dog, like, you ain't got to be that good at it. Or I'd have been too good at it because I had never done it before.
But we live in St. Pete where you are going to burn.
No, this was Montego Bay, Jamaica.
We were closer
to the equator. Yeah. He was cooking.
You really just let him burn?
Scant got burnt up. He did.
Well, you owe him an apology.
Everybody keep writing that.
They're like,
you need to apologize to him. Let me see.
You gonna give him a call?
I'm gonna see if he answers the phone.
Well, if he doesn't, you need to leave a voicemail.
Yeah, and you have to apologize for being toxic.
Yeah.
I wasn't being toxic. I was being immature.
He was being both.
Yeah. both of them.
Check in with Boogie. I know he up early because he always get up early. Let's see. He's probably up with the baby.
Yeah. New baby.
Mashing out to some Jamaican tunes this morning. That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. You know he recognized the number, too.
I hope the voicemail come on, because then I got to leave him voicemail.
Please leave your message for... 7-2
Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm like, hey, we can't give all your business. All right, let's see. Hey, Scant Man. I wanted to say, everybody's been giving me crap about Montego Bay at Sunfest. Remember when I didn't put the lotion on your back? I'm sorry, dog.
You're rude.
You got burnt. I'm not rude, but
you're
I was
toxic.
Being immature, and they said it was toxic masculinity. I should have put the lotion on your back, so I'm sorry, homie. Anytime you out burning, you know, I will come to the rescue
with some
creams.
No, you won't.
And I will slap it on your back and do what I do real quick, like Anthony said. All right? So I'm sorry. I was toxic. I apologize. Sorry for the burn.
I can't believe you let him burn like that.
Yeah. I said I'm sorry. How you going to coast? I just said I'm sorry. Like, we still on the apology. Yeah.
Call his back, Scant.
All right, brother. All right, man, listen. All right, I'm out. I quit.
One more text. It says, out the 813, I always say goodnight to my friends, and I sometimes even tuck them in. The little kiss on the forehead is optional, not to mention April Fools. I never say goodnight or goodbye.
There we go. All right, here we go.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.